let us start Simin Lamed Beis Sif Mem Zayin. Im Kosav Kol Harbo Parshiyes Beklaf Echad. We're speaking about the Tefillin Shalosh. So they are written in four different klofen. What is the halacha if he wrote all the Dalet Parshiyes on one klof and he has to put them in to the four batim? Kshayrim, so it's kosher. So it's kosher that he can put them in. Afilu ein revach bineim. Afilu, there's no space in between each parsha. That means, so he's taking one long klaf, and he's inserting the klaf into all four batim, but it's one klaf. So the din is, it's kosher. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. So we're speaking about the Tefillin Shalosh. We're speaking about the Tefillin Shalosh that really this Dalet Batim, and theoretically it should be Dalet Parshis. Afal Pikein, if it was one Parsha and he put it in from one bias to the other bias, so there, it's kosher. So it's kosher, that means each bias has its own parshia. For Cholstein, there's no space in between, that means he can't cut it in between because he'll cut out, they won't be able to cut it and put each one in its own parshia. V'choshkein, k'sheyesh revach bein ha-parshiyas, if there will be space between the parshiyas, sheyuchal l'chotchom, then he can cut the parshiyas, he can cut each parshiyah, v'yishtaya k'dei hekif gvil l'chol achas, each parshiyah will have a hekif gvil, there will be klaf for each parsha, the shaper domi, so this will zicher be good. After the ba'es haksive, kosvon beklaf echot. So even though when he wrote the parshas, they were written on one big klaf, afal pikein, when he'll put it there. Now he cut it, so there's four klofim, so it's good. The kosvu ha'achoinim, so the achoinim say, af al gav, the ksha'ein revach b'neihem, if there's no space in between, yemuchach loniach kol parsha bebeiso shaloi bizkifo. He can't put each parsha standing up, because if he's putting it standing up, he can't fold it in, so it'll have to be horizontally, the parshas. The parshas will have to be horizontally. Afal pikein, so it's kosher, but the evidence is kosher. Afilochi kosher, ki eskife einoi elo lemitzvah. That what we want, that the parshiyas should be vertical, is only a mitzvah. So if you can do it, you can do it. If you can't, you can't. That is the first halacha. So let us again see the lashon of the mechaber. Yeah, he has to do it horizontally because he can't do it vertically. And here he has a picture of it. He's doing it horizontally. He's doing it horizontally. This is the only way it'll work. Right. He's doing it horizontally, and each one goes into each bias. And it's good, but yeah, but it's good. Yeah. Now the Mechaber says, something else. So this is good. Ubelvad, but there's a condition in this case. Since you have one long klaf for all four batim, so we have to show that they're different. So we have to make a separation between each bayis. So what do we do? Sheichut oy meshiche bei kol bayis u bayis. So we have to put a chut in to separate between the batim. We have to put a chut to separate between the batim. And let us just explain what this means. This means as follows. In other batim, you always have this, but there is a chut over here. This is the chut, what it looks like. And this is necessary if you have one long bayis, so you should have a chut going through to separate the sachut or a gid, to separate between each bias. And here we have an x-ray picture of how it looks, that we go and put a chut and goes between the batim. No. This halacha is as follows. We're speaking about if a person had, you need four parshiyas by the Tfilin Shalosh, and he had written one long parsha, and he's putting it in into all four batim. He's putting it in horizontally, but each bayis has its parsha, but it's one long klaf. So the din is that this is kosher, but this is kosher. But if he's doing this, since it's one big klaf, there has to be a chut that is separating each bias to show that there's a separation between the parshiyos, since for mice it's one big klaf. So we make, and this is a picture how you make this. Yes. He wrote for the Tfilin Shel Rosh. He wrote it like the Tfilin Shel Yad, but it's the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Right. Yeah, but now if you look very good, you'll see it's not for parshiyos, because look what happens over here. Somehow it goes, they connect. Somehow they're connecting. Yeah, and they're going from one parsha to the other parsha. So the maisa, well, he's doing that. He did it. So the maisa is kosher. That's right. He stuck it in. He's over here. What he did? Here's the parsha. He did one parsha and he went in and out. So now there's a special aloha. So you have to put a chut separating the bottom. That this is just so may separate the parshias, and that's why you'll see on these tefillin. These are these three chutim. We'll see soon in Mishnah Berurah. Others hold that we don't have this problem. You should always also have these three chutim. And hiddur to have this on the Tfilin Shalosh. We'll see this in a minute. So you don't have this hiddur. That's right. Well, shall I have it on my bottom? No, you can see this. It matters to the one who made the bottom. If he made it behudadik, there should be these three chutim. That's one of the hidurim. So let us see. Sivkot mereishu zayim, oy meshiche rotzer loyma. The kivin shekosav haparshiyas ba'ir echot. Since he had written all four parshiyas in one oil, so now there's a necessity, tzorich lahafsik, so there has to be going through going through by each bias, צריך להפסיק בחוט אוי משיח אוי בגיד, כמו שאנו נויגים בין בייס לבייס, כדי לוסס הקר פשור שהבטם מובדולם. So this chut somehow separates the batim because it's between each bayis. Aval bekosav aparshis al dalad oiris. But what that's, we have a strange case that the tefillin shalosh were made on one cloth. So then we say we have to make a hevdul between the parshis, so we have this chut bein bayis lebayis. But if you have a normal case, you have dalet parshis, ein tzorich lo seis klum bein bayis lebayis, then there's no necessity to have these three chutim to separate the four batim, because these are four, you have four parshis in them, so memela is not necessary. V'yesh poiskim, other poiskim, the b'chol gavni tzorech losis hevdol bein abatim. Others hold, in all cases, one should make a hevdol bein abatim, v'chein yesh linoi k'moy shekosar mechabu l'kamon, b'simin non aleph, the mechabu says later, v'yavichut, when the mechabu explains how you make the batim, so he mentions this chut, the schut that's mavdo between the batim. Umi kol mokim, linyin diyevet kosov ataz deinim ha'akev, shom sheikir kisvor rishayin. So the Taz says, meikir din we paskin, there's no necessity for the schut. But diyevet, so memele, if you bought batim and you don't have the schut, so it's kosher, al kaponim. That's the halacha, but it's kedai to know lechatchile would be preferable when one buys batim, he should make sure that he should have the schut. I remember someone once called me up gora choshe beyid, and he called me up. He bought mehudadik etzulon, and there's no chut bein bayis lebayis. So he asked me, do you have any etzulon? Hey, baruch Hashem, I might tell me do it. So al kaponim, this is a hiddur that one should look out for. This is the maila of learning the halachas. We learn what to look for. Now let us go further. We're in the middle of Sif Mem Zayin. Shel Yad. Now before we were learning how we make the tefillin shel rosh with the parshis shel yad. Now the tefillin shel yad, koseiv ha'arba parshis beklaf echot, you write all the four parshis beklaf echot, v'goylel oisom, and then you wrap it around mitzayfon v'tchiloson, you wrap it around from the end towards the beginning, v'koyrech klaf aleim, and then you put a klaf on top of it, like we had before, we cover it with a klaf, v'seyer egel, and then you wrap around with the hair of an egel, v'machnisam v'beisam k'moy shalosh, and you put it into the bayis shalosh. So here we have a good picture, to know what to do. Here are the dalet parshis of the shalyad on one klaf. We're goyel lit misayfer lit chilosoi, and then we stick it into the bayis. That is how one makes the tefillin shel yad. So that's the poshita case. Now, im kosvon al arbo klofen. Now, what's the other way around? The tefillin shel yad, he wrote it on four klofen. He wrote it on four cloths. He has all four parshis. V'hinicham, and he did two wrong things. He only had somehow two tefillin shel rosh, two tefillin shel rosh later. Each tefillin has his alba batim, which he needs tefillin shel yad. Okay, we'll talk. So that's a problem. We'll discuss this problem. So, but he has tefillin shel rosh, and he wrote talit parshis. So, but now he wants to use one of these tefillin shel rosh for tefillin shel yad. But it's tefillin shel rosh. So what does he do? So now there's an etzer. In Kosvon Alarbo Klofim, he wrote the tefillin shel yad, he wrote on four klofim, V'inicham Barbo Botim, and he put him in Arbo Botim. So it's bitter. He made Arbo Botim. Yotza, B'diyavid you'll be yotza with this, but, there's a big but. V'hu sheyitale, Perish Yechase, but he has to cover Oish Alabo Batim, Shinirim Kibayesecha. So he has to attach, and he has to cover, and he has to be Mechabarit. He has to take like another box, like a shaitel, but this is the way we cover our tefillin, tefillin shayat, but this I think is attached to it, and this is made out of Oish. So since the outside of the bayis now is one oil, so that's cool. So even though inside there's four batim, the ikir is the outside. The outside, you should not see the four batim on the outside. You should cover the four batim with a oil. So from the outside, it looks like one bayis. So even though in the inside, each parsha was put into a different bayis, it's kosher. That's what the Mechaber says. So let's say again the Loshna Mechaber. In Ksavam al Arbo Klofim, he wrote the parshas on four klofim. V'nicham ba'arbo botim, and he put the four parshas in the four batim. Yotzo, siz yotzo b'dievit, but he should cover the tefillin shel rosh, oil, he should cover it, he attaches it with a oil, ala bo batim, sheyenirim kebayis echot. That from the outside, because we learned before, but there's halacha by the tefillin shel rosh, you have to see it's abo batim. So by the tefillin shel yad, you have to see it's one bias. So if I see it's one bias, I put an oil, a kosher oil, on top of it. So now, so I'm a mechaber to the oil of the bias. So now it looks like one bias, and that's good, even though they're inside their four bakim. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura, Reish Yud Ches. Ba'abor bakim. He put it in Abo Batim. V'choshkein iminicham b'bayis echod the tvei odif. Now, if he, these four klofim, he would put in one bayis, that's this case over here, there's four batim, and he put all four klofim in one bayis. So the tefillin sheyad has to be in one bayis. The chiddush is that even though it's in four batim, it's also good since on the outside it's one bayis. But why did you? But halachically, it would be preferable to put all these four klofim in one bayis. So this is the greatest similarity to tefillin shel yad. So zicha would be good. The chiddush is afilu. He separated the four parshis and put them in four batim. It's still good since on the outside it looks like one big bayis. One. If you want to do it, tov lechem broche and gebaldik. But he's telling those. Yeah. Inshallah, if he can do it, if the bias will hold. About Kaponim, because the four different batim. Okay, so about Koshkin, the Minichim, the bias, the Tveyot. Now, so we just said there is an Eitzin that one could make out of these four different parshis. And he has a bias of a tefillin shel rosh. This is still kosher if al kaponim on the outside, it's it looks like the tefillin shayad. You made a patch, a covering of oil of one bayis. Hagor. Now, zakterimo v'aminig. Haminig ledavkom bedevek sheakel aklaf echot. The minig is, in this scenario, we're talking about a person who needed one big cloth for tefillin shayah. And he had four cloths, so he said, so you put it into four batim, fine. He says, but our minig is, the Ramah is, these four cloths, we can make it a little better. We can go and glue together all four cloths, and now become one long cloth. We're making the tefillin shayad over here. So the Ramah says, the minig is, that if we have such a scenario, a kaponim, what we can make it more, we do. So we take these four cloths, we glue them together, and now we have one, one long cloth with four parshiyos. That's what the Ramah says. Zok the Ramah v'item, v'yizaru, if you're doing this, little devet kosher, you should take a kosher glue. You should take a kosher glue. That means, since this is being machshir, I'm making through the glue one parsha out of four parshiyos, so the glue has to be minamuta beficha, just like the parshiyos in the bottom has to be minamuta beficha, so the glue which is enhancing the heksha of the parshiyos also should be minamuta beficha. Zok the Mishnah Brura, v'amini rotzoleima. Im inicham bebayis echot. If he put everything in one bayis, after bevada yotze, even though he's yotze, he put everything in one bayis, l'chatchila mitzvah ledavka. Kosmo achoyim. Okay, so it's a mitzvah, that means even though the poor, we should make them up. That's clear that a person has tefillin shoyad, he should put write it on one cloth. Mikomoke. In kra kosa bedalet cloth. He wrote four cloths, and then he finds out, hey, this is supposed to be for tefillin shoyad. But so choshev kidiyavet. So that means even though they weren't put into the bayis yet, but I have these parshis umuta lahanicham lechatchilim advika mitoitim. If make devik from a meila, this is called already lechatchilim. They were written for parshis, and then he glued them together, so it's good. Vimnimsa tois be parsha rabis. Let's talk about another case. The tefillin shoyad, he found a tois in the fourth parsha. It's one big cloth. What are you going to do now? So they say, so the mutter lekaisa beklaf levat. That means like this. He had. Let's talk about the case. Here he had three parshiyos, which one big klaf. Then he finds in this parsha this a toys. Now, what you can do? He is, so he can't. So the halach is. So this is considered b'diavet. The parshiyos were written already. So Lemele, so he can write now a new fourth parsha, glue it together, and this is called b'diavad. That since he had this already, it was written l'chatchila on one big cloth, so he can do this. Fine. Yeah. Devek kosher. Now we said, the Ramah says, you should use a kosher glue. It's like me bebehemet teira. Because the prima godin was a zerak le mitzvah, ava loy le iku, vekima da dibe kene make mele and kpei de beme bedafik. So the prima godin says, this whole, me ike hadin, if I wrote four different parshas, and I put them in four different bottom, as long as the outside of the bias looks like one, it's kosher. it's these are hidurim. If I glue together the parshas, it's more modedik. But this is only a hidur, so the Prima Kodim says that thing that you need, a dova hamuta beficha, that's after something that is ma'akim mikar adin, so you need that. But since mikar adin, it's kosher, I feel it with four separate parshas, so this debit kosher is only a hidur, but it's not ma'akim b'diyat. Sif mem ches. Now let's go sif mem ches. In Tzofo HaBatim B'Zohov, I had beautiful batim, and now I wanted to beautify these batim, so I gold-plated them. I put gold plating over the oil. Case number one. Case number two, I ba'oil behemo t'meya, or I took oil of a behemoth tmeya, and I covered it over. That means I made a new covering over the kosher abatim. So the loch is psulim. That means that what I added on or I suffered to the bias is a loch. You need that the bias has to be roya pnei ha'avel. The bias has to be exposed to the other. So if I covered it with a golden cover, or I cover it with an oil of a behemoth tmeya, so the kosher bias is not exposed to the other. So the din is that it is possible. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Oy ba'er perish sha'osa oil mitchila mi behemoth tmeya. First, he made the batim from the skin of a behemoth Torah. V'achar kach tzipa lo yisrael. Now, this oil from the behemoth Torah, these batim, where he covered them with the oil behemoth Torah, after lochi psulim. V'afilu chotach b'moki mashinim shashin nira. That means as follows. That means here he put on the oil behemoth Torah, and he cut out and the behemoth tmeya, but you'll see the sheen of the behemoth tmeya. So this is the sheen is exposed, but since the rest of the bias is covered with the behemoth tmeya, so there's a chesaron of the nidroye pnei ha'aver. So it's possible. Sif Nun. No, Sif Memtes. Aloche l'moyshe misinai sheyiyu tefillin nitforim. The tefillin should be sewn together. Begidei behema v'chaya tohirim. It should be sewn together with the gidim, the tendons, of a behema or a chaya tohira, and these are the tfireis that we have on the tefillin, which sews together the titure. So this is aloch l'moyshe misinai. It should be sewn together with gidim, the tendons of oil of either a behema or a chaya tohira. The toiv l'tfirin is preferable to sew it together, begidei sheir, the gidim of an ox. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Begidei behema, v'loikhin meha ekev. We take the tendons from the heel of the behema, sheheim levonim, they're white. That's the gidim we take. V'imheim koshim, if they're very stiff, if this is stiff and we cannot sew with it, it's too brittle and stiff, is merachachim ba'abonim, so we soften it with banking it mistam on stone, hakriyasu kepishtin, then it becomes like the fibers of a flax. The tobin oison, and these fibers we spin together like we make a thread out of it. And then you take a few threads together and you combine the threads. Tasam Ogen Avrom, B'Seim Shilkot Samachot, Debinim B'Seh HaTvi Yilishmo. This process of making from the Gidim, you're making it into a thread made out of Gidim. So the Magen Avraham says you need it to be done. L'shem mitzvah tefillin. The Rabbi Primogodim, a fact became observed that this is not necessary. Tahirim, but has to be made from an animal that is toyer. Afilu min nevelis a treifish lam. It doesn't have to be a geshochten animal, but it has to be made from an animal that's amin toyer. Begidei shoyer. So it's preferable, it says, that you should use the gidim from an ox. Vimeiloi, what if he doesn't have gidim from a shoyer? Yikach megidei behemah dake. So he should take it from the gidim of a lamb, of a sheep, of a ram. Avol mitmeya, but gidim from a behemah tmeya for b'dievet posel. V'tzorech iyun, so it seems like this, we need, the gidim have to be from mashem mutar b'ficho, so it doesn't mean that these gidim necessarily, I can eat them, because it wasn't geshochten, but it is amin that is mutar b'ficho, it comes from amin, it comes from an ox, it comes from a sheep, so that is, that's enough, that's called mutar b'ficho. And I close a shayla. This one gid in a kosher behemah, the gid anosha, which one is not permitted to eat. So is this considered mutar beficho since the rest of the gidim of this animal are one is permitted to eat them, the mutar bachilo, so it's called mina mutar beficho. Or maybe not, maybe it's not called mutar beficho. Say vice versa. Sif nun. Now let us. We just learned a halacha that the gidim have to come from a behemah tahira. Now ein liknas gidim ein yehudi mishum dechayshinon shemo shal behemah tmeyehim. Fine. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah what we're speaking about. Now let us just give a little hakdama. We have over here, let's say we have in the city, five goyim that live in five different houses. Fine. Now, I was informed, someone told me, you know, one of these goyim, they all sell gidim. They all sell gidim. And one of these goyim sell gidim that come from a behemoth mayor. Fine. This information I know. Fine. Wasn't that I don't know. To approach the goyim, they don't have any namonis. So now, but I know that, in this street, there's five houses of goyim, and each house sells gidim. But just someone informed me, one of these houses sell gidim from a behemoth mayor. So now, let us just speak about Eloche. Like this, we have a klal. If you don't know where it comes from, so the Eloche is, let's talk for 1 minute, let's make a very interesting scenario. A scenario that, let's say, I find myself in China. I have no way to converse with the people, but someone told me before, you go to this marketplace, let me tell you, there's 10 stores, 9 of the stores sell basa kosher, 1 of the stores sell basa treifa. Now I'm going to go, it's Chinese to me, I don't know which store sells basa kosher, which store sells basa treifa. So I'm going to say, well, there's 9 stores that sell basa kosher, so I should go basa loiv. So the halacha is, kol kavua kemechsa machzidomi. That means, if I'm going to a place where in this place I know one store has basa treife, I cannot rely on roiv, and I say the halacha is that since in this block of 10 stores, one of them is treife, halachically we consider keilu five akosher and five atreif. We cannot buy from any of the stores, since I know in this block of stores, one of them is vadei treif. That's halacha number one. What happens if I go in the street and I see a package of meat that someone had bought from one of the stores, and it fell down, now it's in the middle of the street, everything is Chinese to me. So I have a suffix, which store did this come from? So now the halacha is not which store, the suffix is not which store am I going into, the suffix is which store did this come from. So now I make a chesh. So there's nine that sell kosher meat. So if it came from store number one, it's kosher. Store number two, it's kosher. So then the halacha is, I say, azlin and bosar roif, and then we can be saying mechan roif. So this will be a dome to sif nur.